27 wildest days. Day 17. Thank you, we are taught to say early on, and please, please and thank you. Can I go to the bathroom, please? Thank you. Then we wash our hands. I remember someone saying that this is all we need to learn at school. Say please and thank you, and wash our hands after going to the bathroom and before eating. That's the kind of lesson and observation it's hard to argue with, especially in 2020's awful pandemic. Please, it's a hard word to define if you think about it. Por favor, at least makes sense. Without bothering to look into it too much, I'd guess please is an abbreviation. But of what? If it pleases you? Please me? Yes, probably. And if not, no harm done. We know what it means, really. It signals respect. It shows we don't presume anything. You might reply in the negative, and we'll say thank you. There's been an outbreak of thankfulness in recent years, with bastards telling us all how grateful they fucking are for living a life of blessed luxury. And it is blessed, make no mistake. God smiles down on the worthy. I'm not thankful for much right now, except for the lessons I've learned and the survival skills I've acquired. I'm not saying thank you to myself, to the misery I've been through. I'm pretty sure I'd have been fine without the suffering, thanks all the same. That said, I am thankful for the chance I have to remain so bitter and sniping, so caustic and facetious. So many decent, loving, caring people have been snatched away these last few weeks, fighting to survive, fighting to take care of loved ones and strangers. It's a senseless waste. So, here's to a senseless survival. I am thankful sincerely that I'm still here and may yet solve at least my own personal riddles.